This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 24 candidates are vying for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by David Vitter. Five of them took the stage last week for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana's Coastal Issues Forum. Asked where they stood on suing oil and gas companies over coastal damage, Congressman John Fleming of Minden, a Republican, said,
"We need to work with our industry partners. The oil and gas companies, I think we should talk to them about help on this. I think they're willing to help."
Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell is also from Northwest Louisiana, but a Democrat.
"Mr. Fleming just said maybe the oil companies ought to have a little bit to do with it. I think that's a good idea. Maybe we ought to ask them to fix what they torn up. Nobody sitting out there would let somebody run through your yard and tear your yard up without asking them to pay for it."
Attorney Caroline Fayard from New Orleans is also a Democrat.
"It's very easy for politicians to say, let's just sue. Litigation is expensive, it's costly, it's time-consuming, and there's no guarantees. Exxon Valdez took 24 years. We quite simply do not have that much time."
Republican Congressman Charles Bustani of Lafayette.
"We're not going to litigate our coast back into existence. We need real science and real solutions. And if we chase away the industry that has helped us grow this economy, we cannot solve this."
And retired Air Force Colonel Rob Maness, also a Republican.
"The major enemy we have in this fight is the federal government. Real science has proven that the actions of the Corps of Engineers concerning the flow of the Mississippi River are responsible for the loss of our coastline."
Treasurer John Kennedy, originally expected to participate, was a last-minute cancellation. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.